Hey everybody, this is Jeff from the Vinyl Underground wishing you all the best in the new year and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all of the above, Happy Kwanzaa, you name it, it goes to you in the new year. Say Merry Christmas, huh?
All right, it is our live Christmas Eve special, and I have Emily on the line from NORAD Tracking Santa. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am very well, thanks. Thanks very much for taking the time. I won't keep you too long, because I know there's lots of kids out there who are trying to get through and check where Santa is, but we just wanted to get some information from you about, because we've been using your system to help spread the word about where Santa is, and we know you've been doing this for quite some time. Since 1955, this has been going on. Why do you track Santa?
Well, we've been tracking Santa for a long time, just because it's our way of giving back to the community. A call was made a long time ago, actually as an accident, and an ad was put out for people to call a phone number to track Santa, find out where he was at, and it accidentally was NORAD's phone number. And since those guys decided to help all those kids who called that night out, we've been continuing that tradition.
That's really great. And, of course, I know that this is a really big question for everybody. Does Santa visit everyone?
Santa does visit everybody. If they're not asleep, then he's sure to come back and loop around after they've gone to bed.
And we know that you don't know a direct route that that Santa travels, because he plans his route out, so you can't tell us when he'll stop at individual houses, but you do have kind of an idea of what route he does take.
When we track Santa, we see more of where he was last seen, and we can make an estimate of where he's heading for.
And he's really fast. I can't believe it. I've been watching, and he makes it place to place so quick. It's incredible.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, Emily, thanks so much for chatting with us, and I hope that lots of boys and girls who are listening right now to our station are able to get online, to go to noradsanta.org, and also they can give you guys a call as well at the NORAD Tracking Center. And thanks very much for being on the program, and hope you have a great evening. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you all as well.
Thanks very much. All right, that was Emily from the NORAD Tracking Center, and we've done, I think we get the best interviews on this show. I mean, we really do. All right, we've got all kinds more music coming your way as well, so you're going to want to stick around for that. And Brian was just, oh my goodness. Now look, the phone lines are lighting up now that we've had NORAD on. Check it out. Who is it? Maybe they want to be on the air. Do they want to be on the air? I don't know. I'll tell you right now where Santa is. He was in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and he's on his way to Gabon. I have no idea where that is. Somewhere around Africa, I think. Anyway, lots of excitement. Thanks very much. 3 billion presents. 3 billion presents. He's already delivered. Already to kids across the world. That's incredible. And Brian, we had a caller.
Yeah, we just had a caller from a longtime listener and previous programmer. Thanks so much for giving us a call. He'd like to hear Snoopy's Christmas.
We will get that on.
Absolutely.
For him for sure. And we've got all kinds more coming your way. We've got more calls to take. I know that there's more people who want to call in. I can't wait to hear from Nanny's going to be calling in with Wayne. That's going to be exciting. We still have a few more songs lined up here that I want to get through that we had, including a Monomyth tune, Gary Flanagan. We have a nice little story that's going to come your way. I set this up because we're going to go right into it after the music. This is something that you found, and it's something that is that's being done in the style of Don Cherry, you said.
Sure, yeah. This is a parody. Someone acting as Don Cherry reading a Christmas story.
All right. There wasn't a whole lot of setup to that one.
No. I don't have much more information to tell you about that. I found it today when I was looking up a track that my dad was telling me about that we'll hopefully get to a little later, that is part of a group that does Christmas stories, and they've turned them into songs as well, including the 12 Days of Christmas Canuck style that we'll get to later.
All right. Well, here we go. Actually, I just got a message from Emily at NORAD. She thanked us very much for calling. She also sent through this special message that's coming up right now. It's actually from Santa Claus, everybody. Stick around. There's more on the way. You're listening to the Christmas Eve special on Local 107.3 FM.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everyone! I'm currently making my way around the world with gifts for all the good boys and girls. Ho, ho, ho. I'll be visiting you all very soon. Ho, 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 ho. Remember, Santa loves cookies. What's that, Dancer? Oh, yes, and Dancer says don't forget a carrot for he and his friends. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Well, I better be off and deliver more toys. I'll be seeing you soon. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Staff and volunteers of CFMH wish you a classy holiday season.
Oh, time, oh, time, oh, you can't steal, say. come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. Was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. Despite the Red Baron, fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, rang up from the land, asking peace of all the world and goodwill to man. The Baron had Snoopy dead in his sights. He reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below? Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. The Baron made Snoopy fly to the Rhine and forced him to land behind the enemy lines. Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out,
Merry Christmas, my friend!
The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man.
Thank you. kids. Don Cherry here. Gonna read you a little Christmas story. This is a great book. The Night Before a Canadian Christmas by Troy Townsend, illustrated by Jennifer Harrington. Here we go, kids. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all around the house, not a creature was stirring except for a moose. A moose, that's funny. When the lights had been hung in the front yard with care, no one had expected a moose to pass there. The children in long johns were snug in their beds, while visions of poutine danced in their head. Mom in her housecoat turned on the TV, and on came the hockey game on CBC. That's a beauty right there, eh? From the snow-shoveled driveway there came such a clatter, I leapt from the Chesterfield to see what was the matter. The moose had been spooked by something in the sky, something in the distance too far for my eyes. As a northern light sparkled over the fresh fallen snow, the moose had fled the scene with my skidoo in tow. Look, there it goes. That's funny, eh? Mom pointed and screamed, but I didn't believe her. She said, look, it's a sled pulled by 8 flying beaver. With a bearded old driver and a big bright red toque, either it was Santa or I was a kook. I've been called worse than that, I'll tell you, kids. Faster than an oncoming CPR train, they hurtled towards us as he called them by name. Now Gretzky, now Trudeau, now Shania and Looney, on Bob and on Doug, on Suzuki and Tooney. Forget the chimney, cried Santa with a roar. There's smoke, so we'd better just use the back door. For all over Canada on this cold winter's night, for warmth, everyone had their fires alight. With a load full of toys, to the back deck they flew, where they landed beside the old barbecue. Then Santa came in while the beavers took rest. It was then that I noticed how Santa was dressed. A turtleneck under a red couch and sweater. Don Cherry's tailor couldn't do better. Come on! You gotta take that line. What do you... Never mind. His pants were made of red polar fleece, embroidered with pictures of Canada geese. A huge sack of toys was slung on his back, like a cross-country skier equipped with a pack. I offered him some homo milk, said it wasn't any trouble, but he said he would prefer a nice warm double-double. From his head to his boots, he was covered in snow. He had frozen eyelashes. It was 30 below. He had fluffy white eyebrows with bright eyes underneath, and his beard had the appearance of a big white maple leaf. He had a lumberjack's physique, except for his pot belly, that shook when he laughed like a salad made of jelly. Oh, don't get me going. He put gifts in all the stockings and all around the tree. There were wonders there for everyone, everyone but me. There were snowshoes for the kids they could use on Christmas Day. To Mommy gave a blanket which came from Hudson Bay. Then he handed me a present, and I knew I was in luck. A brand new set of tire chains for my pickup truck. He touched his finger to his nose and just stepped into the night, where the beavers were on the deck having a snowball fight. Look at that. That's funny. He whistled and they all took their places at the sled. Then he took off through the sky at a streaking blur of red. And this is what he shouted as they up and flew away. Merry Christmas, Canada, and to all a good night, eh? I tell you, that's a great book, kids. You gotta get it and read it. Have some fun with it. The Night Before a Canadian Christmas. 2 thumbs up.
From Local 107.3 FM.
Merry Christmas.
Where you are is far away. Christmas is just another day. It's cold out there, so come back here, where you are is far away, where snowy owls and white bears lay, shadows long, the trees are
manager at CJSW 90.9 FM in Calgary. You're listening to Local 107.3 FM, and I just want to wish you all a merry, merry Christmas, and just make sure you keep it locked over the holidays. 107.3 FM.
Wish you a merry Christmas. Wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry Christmas and a happy new year.
I'm going to sing a song of a twinkle. Jingle bells in the snow, jingle all the way. On a forest around and on the snow sleigh. Hey, jingle bells in the snow, jingle all the way. On a forest around and on the snow sleigh. Hey, Merry Christmas. John Cena, 8703.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Welcome back. Lots of great music in there. That was fun. And if you missed it, we chatted with Emily from NORAD and was talking about Santa. We had a message from Santa. That was
got
exciting.
Got the scoop.
Nice. And now we get a phone call from our buddy, Tom. Tom, how are you?
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas.
Same Santa's number one helper.
Oh, is he?
Top five, maybe.
Top five. All right. Well, Tom, what are you up to this evening? I know that you... Do you have any traditions? I think I asked you this last time you called, but...
Yeah. Well, right now, I'm actually in the middle of a tradition. I'm at my folks' place, and we are having some seafood chowder. This is something we do every Christmas Eve.
It's seafood. I don't understand what... is there a reason why you have seafood?
Why? You know what? I don't know the reason why. But other than the fact that it's delicious, and another tradition that we have that we're partaking in this year, so we're all as we're eating our seafood chowder, we're tuned into Local 107.3 FM, listening to our favorite guys on the radio.
Oh, so you've listened to this atrocity for the last 2.5 hours, eh?
Well, no. We started around 5. We came back from Mass.
Oh, that's good.
Immediately just beeline for the radio, so we wouldn't miss.
I gotta let you in on a little secret.
Okay.
You tuned in at the right time because the first hour I was a little choppy. Brian was perfect as always. I had some rough patches.
Hi, Anthony. Expect better from you, my friend.
I know. I think I need Santa to bring me better co-hosting abilities. I don't know.
Well, speaking of, do you know where he is right now?
I do.
Calling?
Just
yeah.
Give me one sec. I will tell you exactly where he is. He is in Chad.
Yeah,
he's on his way to Libya. He'll be there in actually 14 seconds. The amount of time it takes you to take that slurp of chowder you're taking right now. That was you slurping chowder.
For a moment, Tom thought that you meant he was at a guy named Chad's house.
Oh, yeah. He's at Chad's having chowder.
That's why I feel like, who's Chad? How do we get all this Santa time?
You know, Chad.
Yeah.
That guy.
Why does Chad get to hog Santa?
I know, right?
Oh.
Chad.
So you're having a good time. You're at your folks' place. You're having some chowder.
Yep.
What else? Did you ask for anything special for Christmas this year?
I did not ask for anything in particular. I never got around to making a list.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I'm just happy to spend time with friends and family. That's all I want.
Oh, there's the cheese again. I said that to Brian earlier. I was like, I feel cheesy when I say that. But really, we were talking, and there's nothing really that we need. right? It's not like when you were a kid and you were, you're a kid and you're like, oh my God, I can't wait to have the new Transformer set, but, or whatever toy of choice was when you were a kid, but I don't need any of that stuff anymore.
Well, now you think of a Transformers would be good.
send your parents to the store right now. I think it might be close.
Well, that's not too late.
Go to Toys R Us right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good time. So what else? What do you have planned for the next couple days?
Well, next couple days, well, we're going to start off here, my wife and I, and then we're going to head back up to Fredericton. We'll spend the rest of Christmas Day with her folks, and we'll, of course, hang out with our cat as well, because it's Christmas for her, too.
Oh, it's Mila's first Christmas.
Second.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, get it right,
Whoa. Wow. Not a very good friend. He doesn't even know.
Yeah.
I don't know his cat's birthday. Sorry.
Mila, that's your cat's name?
That is the cat, yeah.
Okay. Nice. So, okay, this is good, because Brian was asking me earlier about getting gifts for pets. I don't, but did you get anything for Mila for
we
her
did.
Second Christmas?
We did. We got the cat a gift.
What did you get her?
We got her...
What if she's listening?
Oh, you know what? You're right. She probably is listening.
So. If I know Mila, she's listening exclusively and religiously to the Earshot 20.
And you know her well, so yeah, good save on that one, Brian.
Yeah. Whew. So, but is it, okay, just tell us, is it something that she can play with or something that she'll be able to eat?
It is something she can play with.
Oh. You know what I tried to buy one time for my cat?
What?
Was those, the little zip mouses that you pulled the thing out and it bounced around. But I realized after purchasing it and taking it home, after the first couple of times, I've got to do all the work with that stupid thing.
The cat like may or may not play with it.
Exactly. And I've got to pull the string, and then the cat, passes it around a bit when it's moving. But the minute it stops moving, the cat's not interested. So then I got to get down and pull the string again. I'm not having any of that.
Well, you know, it's time you can share with your... It's like an activity you can do together.
I don't know. I don't know if I love my cat that much. He's a good cat, but I don't know if I love him that much. Oh, man. Well, Tom, I think I say on behalf of both Brian and I that we hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
And you too, guys. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you had any requests. I remember you requested a song last year, but I can't remember what it was.
You know, I can't remember either, but I do have a request. That was what I was going to say.
Okay.
Because I was not going to let me go without making my request.
All right. Is it the Star Wars theme?
It is not the Star Wars
theme. Okay.
I do have a Star Wars Christmas album on there.
Do you?
Hopefully we have time. Everybody loves Star Wars Christmas.
I'm going to make a... That'll be my second request, and just anything from that would be amazing.
Okay.
But my first, I don't know if you guys have already played it, but we here at the O'Connell House would love to hear Santa Never Brings Me a Banjo by David Miles.
We did play it, but it was over 2 hours ago. I think we can do it again.
All right.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
All righty.
We have that album. It's a great album, isn't it?
Fantastic.
David Miles, good guy. And did you hear he raised over $10,000 for the food banks in charity drive that he did there, singing for supper?
I did not know that, but that's fantastic.
Yeah, and I couldn't find what in terms of the pounds of food raised, but in terms of dollars, it was over $10,000, which was really awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will all load it up here.
Excellent.
Your song, your request, and we'll have some more Christmas music in there as well. And Tom, from the boys at the Earshot 20, to you and your family, happy holidays.
You too, guys. Merry Christmas.
All right. Ho, ho, ho.
All righty.
Bye.
Ho, ho. All right. See ya.
Oh, good to hear from Tom. Always good to hear from him. Don't hear from him enough, really.
Yeah.
I feel like you're teared up, Brian.
What?
You missed doing the show
here
with him?
No, we're doing our show on January the 6th, 2015, bringing you our favorite albums of the past year, as we do every year.
Three-hour
special, 9 to noon.
I feel like you looked a little choked up there, like you were just a little sad.
My stomach just aches from so much candy. Okay. Anthony has been cooking so many sweets this year.
Oh, I have. Oh, you wanted to talk. Well, okay, let's...
Sure, no. Anthony. Yeah, I want to know about Anthony Crocker's...
Let's wait until the next
Christmas
break. I feel like this takes some setup, so let's wait until the next break, because we've got David Miles lined up for Tom. We also have a Christmas song for your dad that he wanted to hear. Mm-hmm. Is there any special meaning behind this, or...?
Sure, it's just... It's a moose and a maple tree. It's the Canadian version of the 12 Days of Christmas.
All right. I love it. And then we've got some more classics lined up. Then we'll come back, and it'll probably be the last time that Brian and I will be back before the end of the show. But we'll come back one more time, have a little bit more chat, and then we'll send you off with some more great Christmas tunes.
And if you want to chat with us, you can give us a call at 6385-95. We're quickly running out of time. We'll be taking requests for next year, maybe.
Starting a list.
So you might have to wait a while, but we'll get you in there.
We'll make sure it happens. All right, stick around. There's more on the way. You're listening to the Christmas Eve special brought to you by the Earshot 20. And right now, here is David Miles. Santa never brings me a banjo.
Santa never brings me a banjo. And I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. My brother got the train that he asked for. My sister even got a violin. How did he miss the one thing on my list in the letter that I sent to him? I told him how hard I would practice, told him I would play so loud that high lonesome sound would fill up the town and I'd make my parents so proud. But Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. Ask my parents if they know why Santa always leaves me sad. I do well in school and I follow the rules, and I don't think I've been bad. But maybe it's too hard for the workshop, maybe it's too tricky for the elves. Since I'll never understand, I think I'm gonna plan to buy one for myself. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry.
On the first day of Christmas, a Canuck sent to me a moose in a maple tree. On the second day of Christmas, a Canuck sent to me two polar bears and a moose in a maple tree. On the third day of Christmas, a Canuck sent to me three snowmen, two polar bears, and a moose in a maple tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, a Canuck sent to me four totem poles, three snowmen, two polar bears, and a moose in a maple tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, a Canuck sent to me five hockey sticks, four totem poles, three snowmen, two polar bears, and a moose in a maple tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, a Canuck sent to me six whales reaching five hockey sticks, four totem poles, three snowmen, two polar bears, and a moose in a maple tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, I can
up sent to me. Seven beavers building, six whales breaching, five hockey sticks. Four totem poles, three snowmen, two polar bears, and a moose in a maple tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, a canuck sent to me. Eight lobsters dipping, seven beavers building, six whales breaching, five hockey sticks. Four totem poles, three snowmen, two polar bears, and a moose in a maple tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, a canuck sent to me. Nine bounties riding, eight lobsters nipping, seven beavers building, six whales breaching, five hockey sticks. Four totem poles, three snowmen, two polar bears, and a moose in a maple tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, a canuck sent to me. Ten salmon leaping, nine bounties riding, eight lobsters dipping, seven beavers building, six whales breaching, five hockey sticks. Four totem poles, three snowmen, two polar bears, and a moose in a maple tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, a canuck sent to me. 11 sled dogs mushing, 10 salmon leaping, 9 mounties riding, 8 lobsters nipping, 7 beavers building, 6 whales breaching, 5 hockey sticks. 4 totem poles, 3 snowmen, 2 polar bears, and a moose in a maple tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, a canuck sent to me. 12 skiers skiing, 11 sled dogs mushing, 10 salmon leaping, 9 mounties riding, 8 lobsters dipping, 7 beavers building, 6 whales breaching, 5 hockey sticks. 4 totem poles, 3 snowmen, 2 polar bears, and a moose in a maple tree.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
CFMH 107.3 would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
it's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season. Holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Toasting and caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.
Bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime and jingle bell time. Square in the frosty air.
What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock.
Jingle bell,
that's the jingle bell, that's
the jingle bell rock. From Local 107.3 FM. Merry
Christmas!
Jingle Bell Rock. It's one of my favorites. All right, I'm super excited. I know we only have a few minutes left, but guess who's on the line? Nanny's on the line!
It's the whole Hanson clan.
It's the Hanson clan, and Wayne, no talking. We've only got 5 minutes, and we need to hear from Nanny. Nanny, it is so good to chat with you again another year.
Thank you.
Wait, now... Oh, Santa Claus will be finding me. It's whether or not he'll be bringing me presents or coal.
Oh, that's not good.
Wayne thinks coal. He thought...
I think coal.
Yeah,
he's not always right, though.
He's barely ever right, especially if you ask Andrea, really. So, Nanny, do you have any special Christmas traditions that you do over the holidays?
Not really, just... regular stuff. We always go to mass on Christmas Eve. In the evening, we usually gather as a family. In the morning, we have our gifts.
That's exciting, and going to mass as a family is nice, and having that time together is nice to spend with family, and it's good that you get to spend time with Andrea and the kids, and yeah. Oh, and Wayne too.
He's around.
He's kind of a goof. But we love him. We love him. He did an awesome rendition of Jingle Bells earlier, which we were just stoked to have. And Wayne, I don't know if you caught it, but we got through to NORAD again this year. So we talked to Emily from NORAD. Yep.
Right, and where's Santa Claus?
He was in part of Africa when we were talking to her, and now he has made his way to Germany, and he is in about a minute going to be in Slovakia.
Wow.
Yeah, it's big news.
Big news.
You know what? Santa Claus is coming
right
to town.
Breaking news on Local 107.3 FM.
Yeah, I know. Hard hitting. We're CNN, eat your heart out. All right, Wayne and all, it was great to chat with you. We have to close out the show, but thanks for calling in, and happy holidays to all of you.
You too, pal. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. There. It's a Christmas miracle. We get to talk to all of Nanny and everybody in the car there.
Yeah, oh, great way to close out the show. We had a fine phone call also in the break from our friend Mike Rogers out there. He's finishing barbering for the evening.
Yes.
And cutting many fine folks' hair.
Oh, you know,
including
Christmas...
a fresh shave I received yesterday. That's one of my gifts to Sarah.
I know. I fresh saw shave face. I noticed it when I came in, and I was like, oh, Brian, finally. All right.
We also heard from Tom O'Connell today. We had Wayne and Andrea live in the booth at the very beginning of the show. Great way to bookend it, them helping us close out the program, and all the other fine listeners and callers and requests that we had today. Thank you so much for taking part in our third annual Christmas Eve live special here on Local 107.3 FM. Until next year.
Yes. Brian, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you too, Anthony. Merry Christmas.
We're going
to
close it out now with a great local band, and coming up is Kegnog 2014 rebroadcast of that, so stick around and stay tuned for that. It's going to be exciting. It is almost time for Santa to be crossing the Atlantic Ocean, so make sure you get to bed. He's going to be bringing you lots of toys. Brian, what are we going to hear to close out the show?
We're going to hear from a local group, Penny Blacks, bringing you a track called Wonderful Christmas Time.
Time. grass. Don't roll it down. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. They practiced all year long.